President Trump has talked about St. Louis, among other cities, as a potential next target for sending federal agents. Missouri's governor recently authorized a National Guard deployment to St. Louis after the Department of Homeland Security and the Pentagon asked for help. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports that black police officers there worry it'll erode the trust they've built with communities of color and be difficult to reverse.
There's about 200 people packed in a gym in St. Louis. A few local immigrant advocacy and civil rights groups are hosting a town hall to teach residents how to protect themselves against a potential influx of federal agents in the city. St. Louisan Jaden Booth works and lives in spaces where Hispanic and African Americans are the majority. He came to the event to learn how to be a better resource for vulnerable people.
It matters a lot to me that I'm prepared for whenever they try to come out here to be able to resist in the right way.
Booth, who is black, isn't a fan of immigration agents or National Guard members coming into communities of color as a form of policing.
The over-policing of our communities causes more poverty, more crime, and more broken families.
Like in most American cities, crime is down in St. Louis. Over the past year, violent and property crimes decreased, and its homicide rate is lower than it was before the pandemic. Yet, President Trump recently said he had to, quote, save St. Louis by sending in the National Guard. In October, Missouri's Republican governor activated the state's National Guard to help ICE agents with clerical duties. The governor's office didn't respond to a request for an interview. Some fear sending in troops drives a wedge between police and the community. Like Donnie Walters, president of St. Louis's Black Police Officers Union.
We've made progress in our minority communities and police relations by engaging the community events. And this type of heavy-handed tactic is pushing us backwards.
Walters is concerned for what happens after federal agents leave.
Let's say they come in for 6 weeks. Whatever they're doing, however they're doing it, when they leave, we now are left with the fallout.
Walter says this should also worry black police officers across the country. Renee Hall, president of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, says targeting people of color stokes fear.
I've been in law enforcement 26 years. And if my officers went into communities and made arrests and masks, there would be a level of outrage, as there should be.
Hall says collaborations with federal agencies are common in cities, but they work in tandem with officers who know the community. She says the recent aggressive tactics by federal agents in cities like Chicago and Los Angeles resemble policing during Jim Crow.
It takes us back hundreds of years as it relates to policing and communities. And it's just performative and it doesn't get us the results of reducing crime.
Jason Watson leads Show Me Peace, a city-funded gun violence prevention group in St. Louis. He says he isn't focused on if or when federal agents come to St. Louis because he's already doing the work.
Regardless if agents are here or not, I don't get a choice to pull in or pull out. We live here. We from here. At the end of the day, the people that I know are still going to be looking for us to show up.
Watson and Walter say that's exactly what activists and black police officers plan to do, no matter what. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Henderson in St. Louis.